Hi guys, just here to give you a quick update on Vezele. She ran really well on the weekend, you know, obviously up against a very good field. This Group 1 class, she had Group 1 winners and place getters all finishing in behind her. And she was only beaten a couple of lengths. So, in an ideal world, we would have led the race, but unfortunately the horse that led was always going to win. Always going to lead. Whether they liked it or not, they were just going to try and cut. If we had a kicked up, they would have just braced us and we would have been setting it up for the horses behind. So Steve Bass has just elected to just sit off a little bit. It wasn't probably the A plan, but anyway, she still ran well. She was solid. And in that class, you got to remember, it's so fickle. You know, you can still run well and be close up and get beaten. But I suppose looking for a positive, she earned 15,000 prize money, which pays for a bit of the travel too. So looking forward, she's going to now start on the 7th of May in the Sangster in Adelaide. She'll have the 4 weeks between runs. Leon just thought she'd just lighten off a tad with the flight trip home. She looked super in the mounting yard on Saturday. I don't think I've seen her looked any better. Obviously, it's that flight trip on the way home just took a little bit out of her. So the 4 weeks in between runs won't hurt. It'll be a nice positive for her. Leon may even give her a little a small soft trial in between. And we'll give her a crack at the Group 1 level. If we can run top three in Adelaide, it'll make her a nice feather in her cap and Leon's, and more importantly, put quite a bit of value onto her as a broodmare. So fingers crossed we can tick that box and get that in the bank and enjoy Vezele at the top level. But anyway, we'll keep you guys updated as we get close to the race, and hopefully everything goes well from here on in. Cheers, guys, and take care.